Hello, and thanks for joining the Momentum for Change podcast series. Today, we're talking to Dr. Vanessa Castanbrota. She's the founder of a project called Public-Private People Partnerships for Climate Compatible Development, or 4PCCD for short. 4PCCD empowers people living in urban poor neighborhoods in Maputo, Mozambique, to design and implement activities to adapt to climate change. These activities include improving and maintaining drainage channels, protecting the water supply, managing local waste, and establishing awareness and communication channels between citizens and relevant institutions. How does 4PCCD help address climate change?
It builds upon well-known methodologies for participatory planning, but it does so from the belief that you can get anybody, any citizen in any city of the world to engage with climate change knowledge, which is relevant to them. So that's the most innovative part of the project, the fact that we invited local communities to talk and think through climate change impacts and what they meant for their lives.
So it's taking the local community and they're designing their own way to adapt to climate change or to deal with climate change. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Actually, what they did was to write their own plan for development that would address climate change directly. So in this plan, there's an assessment of the impacts that climate change may have in their community, how it may affect them, how it does interact with other local vulnerabilities, and what can they do to adapt for climate change, and especially who can help them.
What are the advantages of your approach, which is much more bottom-up and citizen-driven compared to sort of a top-down approach to climate change?
So it has several advantages, but I'll just tell you three. First, it enables to engage with very specific knowledge about what to do in a particular context. And this is because it engages with the knowledge that people have in their own neighborhood and in their own lives. Second, it is a way of planning that recognizes the need to build cities for the people, but also by the people, cities in which any citizen has had a say in what the city is going to be and how the city is going to look like. And third, it does facilitate an ongoing process of institutional development by building partnerships among communities and many other actors that have an important role in adapting to climate change.
Your project is really focused on community engagement. What advice do you have for others who also want to engage communities like your initiative has done?
Not to judge in advance what the result is going to be, but really give the opportunity to foster a very open process and never lose the optimism. So even in this situation of great uncertainty, I still keep my optimism. And that's the only advice I can give to other people.
I think that's pretty good advice. If there's one key message you really wanted to drive home, what would that message be?
So our slogan is that communities can do a lot with little. And it's true. They can bring resources much farther than other organizations that are not working so close to the local context of development.
That's great, Vanessa. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Sarah Marshaldon. You've been listening to the Momentum for Change Lighthouse Activity podcast series. These activities are shining a light on concrete climate change action around the world. For more information and to listen to other podcast installments, find us on the web at momentumforchange.org. That's Momentum for Change with the number 4.org.